Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys.
Welcome back. You're back with Mark and Francis, the Restaurant Guys. Today we're talking with Marianne Esposito of the long-running PBS series Ciao Italia. Marianne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You were on your way into an Italian supermarket to buy some Italian seeds.
No, I was actually in a seed store, and I was looking for semi di zucca because I wanted to make something called tortelli di zucca, which is a ravioli filled with a sweet pumpkin filling and crushed up amaretti cookies. Now, I'm in the store, and I'm talking to the woman, and I'm telling her what I want. So finally she gets these seeds for me, and she says, now, what are you going to do with that? And I said, well, I'm going to make the tortelli di zucca. And you know what she says to me? Now, this is a native. How do you do that? Which only reinforced what I have known for a long time, that the Italians are losing part of their traditional culture. They're losing part of their cuisine as the influences of our country are there and other countries as fast food moves into Italy.
Right.
And, you know, at one time, all the little mom-and-pop supermarkets, the little stores that you would go to individually, they were all there. Now they're being just... they're being destroyed because the supermercati, the Coop, the big, you know, like the BJ's and the Sam's Clubs are coming to Italy, which is sad. So when that woman said that to me, I realized, you know, that I still have a mission with Ciao Italia, and that is to preserve traditional foods.
You know, one of the interesting things about Italy is that it's the place where the slow food movement was founded, and that's an organization that we support, and you can find out more information about slow food on our website. We have it up there. That's a great organization of like-minded people like Marianne and like we, who believe, even though I'm not Italian, I believe in trying to preserve traditional, to keep differences, because with all this great abundance and transportation that we have, there is a danger that comes with that. Not that the best foods can make it to you wherever you are, but that all foods will start to taste alike as things sort of homogenize. And that's something that we really fight against. One of the things that we've noticed in this country, Marianne, is we own a fairly urban restaurant. We're right in the middle of downtown New Brunswick.
I know. And I'm going to come there when I come to State Theater.
Oh, wait. Terrific. Well, we'll keep after the break, we'll talk about when you're going to come. We'd love to sit with you and maybe take this further without a microphone.
Break some bread.
But one of the things that we've noticed being, you know, we have friends who own sort of more country restaurants, like the Ryland Inn is a beautiful country restaurant. But we were always like in the heart of downtown New Brunswick, a very kind of urban, slick restaurant. Hopefully we're slick. And so we never got 13 years ago when we began. We didn't get the Easter business. We didn't get the Christmas Eve business so much. We didn't get the Thanksgiving business. We thought about not even being open on those holidays. But now... We're full on those holidays.
Yeah, right. That's because nobody cooks.
That's because the grandmother or the great-grandmother finally said, you know what, I'm too old, I'm not going to cook anymore, and there was no one to take it up.
That's right. Or they've passed away, and there's no one to take it up.
And so we feel, with Americana, we get involved in the ARC project of slow food around here, and the point of our restaurant and our show is we try to keep the American culinary traditions alive, and it's fallen on people like us because people do turn into the television Food Network and to watch your show or to come to our restaurant because people are curious about this, and it's not in their own families anymore.
That's
so we have a pretty weighty responsibility.
That's right. I think that's another reason why the show has survived so long is that when people see me making bread or pasta by hand, it's a connection for them. It stirs something up in them because their response is, oh, you know, when you did that, I remember my mother doing this or I remember my grandmother doing this. It's a connection to the way things were. And that's not a bad thing.
No,
but like Francis was saying, as a restaurant, I almost feel a responsibility now to maintain some of the traditions of my family. And you know, we're opening this restaurant, Catherine Lombardi, and I feel great about that. I feel great that some of the traditional handmade methods of making some of these things are going to continue because in the home they can't continue like we talked about. You know, there's two people working, you're running from event to event, and it's very, very difficult for people to make these things on a regular basis. Obviously we all can make, you know, the occasional, you know, bread at home or the occasional recipe at home, but it's becoming more and more difficult.
Well, you know, I can forgive people that aren't making bread at home because I understand, you know, the time consumption for making bread. But to make a simple meal, we can find a lot of excuses why we don't have the time to cook. We have time to watch TV, go to the movies, do other things. If you were organized and knew how to multitask, you could make a meal in a short order. And that is the topic of my new cookbook, which is coming out this fall.
What's the name of your new cookbook?
Ciao Italia Pronto. And it particularly hits this segment of society.
Mm-hmm.
People who are overstressed, overworked, don't know where to begin when they get in the kitchen at night. They're too tired. How can you turn out decent, good food in a short amount of time? And I wrote this book to show you how.
That's great. You know, I never understood why someone will go and buy a Domino's pizza instead of, you know, throwing a pound of pasta on and tossing some tomatoes in it and some fresh basil and a little garlic. And, you know, in almost the time it takes you to clean up the pizza box, you can have something that's good and tasty and real.
That's right. And you know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's in it. I think that's so true. I think it comes down to how you organize in your mind what you do in the kitchen. And can you be a multitasker?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think ahead? I think that's all part of cooking. Thinking ahead, knowing how to multitask, having certain ingredients on hand at all times that are there at
right.
the ready that you can just grab and make something very quickly.
I mean, my mother and grandmother, they always had certain staples in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there are other things. We put a lot of fruit up in the summertime
mm-hmm.
to have for the winter, and when you start putting things away, you can make things in fairly large batches that are good for you.
That's right.
It takes, you know, a weekend to make enough stuff to last you 6 months.
That's right. You know, or if you're home on the weekend, try to think about cooking for a few days during the week.
Exactly.
Even if you had to succumb to getting a rotisserie chicken in your grocery store that's already cooked, think of what you can do with that chicken.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You can make chicken salad. You could do a chicken pot pie. You could use the bones to make a very quick stock. There's
right.
many things you could do with it. People just need to think, you know, they need to multitask.
Well, and you're going to be coming up, you're going to be giving a lecture at the State Theater on Monday the 18th, and people can come and hear you talk. We'll give more information about that after the break, but we need to take our leave of you, Marianne. Thank you for
Thanks
taking
so
the time to talk with us
today, Marianne.
Thank you, and I hope I'll see you at State Theater. I'm actually going to be doing a demo there, so I'm going to be doing 4 recipes.
Great.
No,
we're going to tell people about that after the break, and we're going to put that up on our website. So Mark and I would just like to say ciao and prego.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Andiamo. You'll be back with the Restaurant Guys and an Irish guy trying to talk Italian in just a moment. Central Jersey, 1450, time is 1155.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC.
Hello and welcome back. You've been listening to the Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal here with Francis Schott. And today we had the delightful Marianne Esposito of the PBS series Ciao Italia, been running for 16 years. You can actually see Marianne Esposito do a cooking demonstration at the State Theater on Monday, April 18th at 8 o'clock, and that is at the State Theater, like I said, in New Brunswick.
Well, you can go to statetheaternj.org or you can go to our website or give us a call. And, you know, I know a great little restaurant right next door where you could have dinner even
mm-hmm.
at that stairs. Anyway, you know, when I was talking to Marianne about family traditions and about you and your family traditions, I'm reminded of Dale DeGroff, who we had on the mm-hmm. show just recently, who's probably the preeminent barman, well, in the world, probably. And I was out to dinner with Dale. We were out on Long Island with our friends Barbara and David, who all have also been on the show, who own a vineyard on Long Island and home restaurant in Manhattan. And we were talking about putting up stuff. We put things up in the summertime. We put up fruit and tomatoes, et cetera, and so forth. And Barbara and David, who've written a cookbook called Recipes from Home, which you can find at recipesfromhome.com. Jeez, I'm plugging everybody. have some great
you got
recipes.
Enough commercials? My God.
These are friends. They're not even paying me. But they have great recipes for how to put up fruit. And we were
mm-hmm.
sitting around the dinner table. And, of course, you know, David's a chef, and Barbara, and they made me this fabulous dinner, and Dale was making cocktails. And we were talking about putting up fruit. And Dale told this wonderful story about his Italian grandmother who put up fruit while raising all these kids and their
mm-hmm.
grandkids. And then when they moved away, she still had this big garden in the back where she grew tomatoes. And every year she would put up tomatoes and she'd put up tomato sauce and she'd jar tomato sauce. And she passed away. And what Dale said was, you know, this stuff gets better if you do it right
mm-hmm.
as the years go on. It doesn't get, it not only keeps, it improves like wine.
Well, it won't go on forever. But
for a while. Anyway, Dale told us that they got to the last jar of his grandmother's tomato sauce like 7 years after she passed away, and the whole family got together and opened the last jar of tomato sauce.
That's
and said
awesome.
It was the best tomato sauce they ever had in their life.
I
almost
kinda
cried. Of course, I'd had 4 Manhattans, so maybe that's why I almost. It just was much more touching.
My aunt had some eggplant parmesan in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a different story.
Okay.
From my grandmother about 7 years after she passed away.
In the freezer?
In the freezer. And she said, what should I do with it? It's like something out of Sopranos. She's like, it was her last eggplant parmesan. I'm like, you got to throw it away.
Is it still there? Did she throw it away?
No, it's gone. It's gone. Thank goodness.
Well, we hope that you've enjoyed your last hour talking with Marianne Esposito about Italian food and Italian-American food. If you should really check her out. She's a wonderfully interesting lecturer, and she's going to give a demonstration at the State Theater on Monday the 18th, so your taxes will be done. So join us tomorrow. We're here every day from 11 a.m. to noon. Thursday, Charlie Trotter joining us. I am Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are the Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 12.